now. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial the toll-free number here as we launch in hour number three, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We roll right into your phone calls and then to the email box we'll go. But first, we talk to Julie in Kentucky. Ladies first, you are on the Amp Line. Hello, Julie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Having a good day?
I'm always having a good day. I was threatened with arrest today, but it was still a good day.
Well, as long as you didn't end up arrested, I guess that would be good.
Well, yeah, it would have been good either way.
Right. I was just calling because I went to my polling place today, and I'm very disenfranchised, mm-hmm. to steal a term. It was really weird. We showed our IDs, and I'm in the state of Kentucky, mm-hmm. and they have a area for a write-in. There was a paper ballot, right, where you fill in the boxes.
Right.
And we were like, hey, can we just write anybody in? And they're like, no, you have to write in people that are on the write-in list.
What?
And we're like, a write-in list? What do you mean? And they're like, well, you have to submit some signatures, blah, blah, to the Secretary of the State of Kentucky before October, blah, blah, mm-hmm. in order to be even on the list of people that you can write in.
It's silly.
Do they have a copy of this list?
Yeah, and we were like, so can we see it? And they're like, yeah, but it's my only copy, so here it is, and you guys look at it, and then I got to have it back. And we're looking at it, going, wait a minute, you know. Anyway.
So it's pretty stunning.
I find it kind of funny. It's ridiculous. I find it really funny that the mainstream media, like all the big news channels, are like, you be our iReporter, and you send us information about irregularity at the polls when the system itself is so jacked up that it's irregular, yet people are buying it as something legitimate, I guess.
They only want to hear about irregularities when it comes to people that wanted to vote for Obama not getting the vote. That's really it.
I don't know. It just seems so surreal to me.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's so Orwellian. You know, it's like... can't I just write in, you know, Ian or whatever, whomever I wanted to write in?
You could. You know? No, you can't.
What are they going to do? Are they going to check your ballot? Are they going? What if you did?
They might very well chuck your ballot.
Yeah.
Ian Bernard, Mark Edge.
Ian Freeman.
08.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have gone there, I guess, but I don't know.
I wouldn't accept.
I would.
Well,
I'd pick up for him.
I see. Anyway, yeah, pondering, I called you guys on Halloween night. We had kind of an extended conversation about the society, you know, the Ian's Island, I guess, is, you know, the, what do you guys call it?
A voluntary society?
That's it. Yeah.
Consensual society?
Well, I don't know. Anyway, had a scenario.
Okay.
Kind of a hypothetical situation.
Oh, I love these things.
Go ahead.
And you're really good at them. You're really good at answering them, so I'll just go ahead.
That's because we get the same ones over and over again. So go ahead. Let's see which one this one is.
Maybe
you'll be original.
I don't know.
Let's go ahead.
I lived in a really small town out west where we didn't have any police for like a year and a half.
Oh, my gosh. People must have been murdering one another.
Well, not in that year and a half, but in other years.
Gotcha. Okay.
Anyway.
So when the cops were around is when the murders happened? That's interesting.
Actually, one of the people that was murdered was the cop.
Wow. Guess they don't like cops in that town very much.
They kept on showing up dead there.
That's another story. Anyway, the Ian's Island scenario, the hypothetical I was going to throw out was, let's say that in your town, this voluntary place where, you know, these folks are coming. I don't know, how big is your town? 1,000 people?
Well, Mark is in an area with about 1,000.
As big as you want it to be.
I'm in one with about 22,000, so your call. This is your scenario, so you create parameters.
Okay, so let's say that it's a town of like 1,000,
okay.
smaller town, and Bill so-and-so has a business. He started this business, and he's kind of a go-getter entrepreneur. And
okay.
He's got a hotel on the edge of town. And his clientele are people that come and go out of town. They're not necessarily people that live there. They're just, you know, people that drop by. They
got
to spend the night, and the hotel's right there. And
that's how it works with hotels.
You know, right. And so Bill is doing pretty good, but he has kind of a down season. You know, the winter, it's not not touristy, and he doesn't mm-hmm. have as many people. So he offers to do some landscaping for an old lady in town named Mildred. And he says, Mildred, I'll do your landscaping for you for $1,000, but give me $500 up front. I need to get going. Mm-hmm. So she gives him the $500. And then Bill never does anything.
Uh-oh.
He just goes back to his hotel and kind of hangs out. But there's no way to ostracize the man or, like, make
Why?
Him, like, give him pain because his business isn't dependent on the town. It's dependent on people that drive through that don't know the town.
Ah, I see where you're coming from on that. And it's an interesting point.
So you tell me how town would get rid of this sociopath.
Well,
because let's say Mildred comes to him with her private police security people and says, hey, Bill, you owe me $500. You took my money, and you didn't make good on the deal. And Bill said, yeah, I did. I came over and raked your yard. And so what happens? There's no proof, and he's not giving Mildred the money back. She's not in the right.
Well,
there's no justice in your town. The word gets out. People don't want to live there.
I see where you're coming from on that, and it's a good question. I would suggest that certainly she would be interested in taking him to some sort of arbitrator to come down with a decision as to whether or not he actually owed, if they would have to make their case. He would want to show up because he would have his reputation on the line, and I understand that you're saying that, he doesn't have clients from within that town. However, odds are good he does do some business in other ways with people in that town. Perhaps he hires a plumber to fix his hotel. He probably goes and buys food at various different places, whether restaurants or grocery mm-hmm. or whatever. And, those folks could very well ostracize that person. That you don't want to do business with a scumbag if you know he's doing scummy business with people. And that word, in a small town, that word travels pretty darn fast, so you wouldn't really need anything special to spread that word. But you could make the point that, he could leave town to go shopping somewhere else in a bigger city, and you would be right about that. He certainly could, in which case, then it would be up to the various different reputation ratings agencies or whatever other market agencies might possibly spring up in the event that there is some level of demand for services like ostracizing somebody who's trying to be tricky about being ostracized. In that, this is just, I'm going out on a limb here. I don't know what this will look like because we're talking about the free marketplace.
Your credit rating follows you all over the United States. I mean, this isn't going out too far on a limb.
Right. That's true.
Oh, right. But that doesn't matter, you know. I mean, somebody driving through would have no clue about this guy. They just needed a night for rent.
Well, now, it depends.
I mean, to rent the room.
What you have to look at here.
Sure. And you can do business with a bad credit rating currently, and you'll live, but you'll just have trouble getting credit. And then this reputation rating may, pervade farther.
He might have trouble making friends and in town, and this lady was doing the right thing when she helped him out in the wintertime and in the doldrums, so he needed those town members at that time. He needed this old lady, and she helped him out. He screwed her over, so she's not going to help him again. None of her friends are going to help him ever again, so if he has another bad winter, he's screwed in that particular time. So whereas if he had good relationships with his neighbors and honored his agreements, he'd probably make it through some tough times, whereas the next time tough times come around, he's going to have a real difficult time and might end up having to close up shop and sell his business. So the ostracism can be pretty significant, especially in a small town like that. Plus, you can take it as far as you want to. I mean, I understand it was only $500, so it may only be worth so much effort. But if he keeps screwing people, then they could buy a plot of land across the street from him or something like that. Or maybe one of the people that doesn't like him is, because a lot of people aren't going to like him if he's screwing old ladies over. So the guy across the street might put up a billboard across the street from him saying this guy screwed an old lady or whatever. Don't stay at his hotel. Someone could open up a hotel down the street, undercut his prices. I mean, there's all kinds of things that could happen in response to somebody being scummy like that. Thanks for the call, Julie. Appreciate the scenario. 800-259-9231. And I'm sure we're just scratching the surface of what's possible. I mean, if you have an agency that it's their job to establish reputation ratings for people, and there are other agencies out there that'll help ostracize, like their job job is to help you ostracize people. Who knows what innovations the market could come up with to help with that? It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no-questions-asked, no-time-limit, money-back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we continue with your phone calls, want to tell you about funknobs.com first. It's a new online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls and it's open for business. FunKnobs.com is catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Toll-free phone customer service is available at 1-877-820-9224. That's 877-820-9224 for FunKnobs.com, the creation of parent company InterKnobs.com, and online since 2004. Again, that's FunKnobs.com. As we continue here and talk to John in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John,
hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
I hear that Senator Sununu up there in New Hampshire went down.
Well, right now, according to the New Hampshire Public Radio Association, he has 43% of the vote with 17% reporting. So it's still anybody's game, but it doesn't really matter anyway, does it? I mean, Sununu was a scumbag. Janine Shaheen, the challenger, also a scumbag. So, you know, what are you going to do?
He not only voted for that bailout, but he was on TV announcing it and promoting it. So how was he rated by New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
I have no idea.
I don't think the NHLA would rate him, but the RLC rates him, I think, the highest in the United States Senate.
Yeah.
But the way that they rate them is, of course, one vote, one point, and he has the most amount of points. So he'll vote on lots of, you know, he's voted quite well on lots of little issues, but then when big things like the Iraq War, FISA, $2 trillion bailout. When those things come along, man, he drops the ball.
Right. So he's like a running back
that you can go to until it's touchdown time.
So, you know, he's supposedly the most libertarian senator, but that's just a big joke. And it really just goes to show how much of a big joke the whole idea that any of these people in Washington, D.C., outside of Ron Paul, are even worth looking at or considering as far as being liberty-oriented.
I agree. Well, it should be a very interesting year.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's go in a different direction, Mark. Oh, wait. Before we do that, though, some interesting results coming in on some of the ballot initiative questions. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't really care too much about which politician wins what, but the ballot initiatives are kind of intriguing, and we've certainly talked about some of them over time. I'm relying on the Free Talk Live Amplifier chat room here to get this information, so you're welcome to check it as you are interested.
Our crack team.
Yes. Slim in New York, in fact, is our crack.
Oh, it's right there.
Crack man. I don't know if that's a nice term. But anyway, Slim is saying that in Massachusetts, this is big news here, we've talked about the Massachusetts repeal of the income tax measure that is on the ballot as it was, I believe, was it 2002 or 2004? They'd done this before, and they put the repeal of the income tax measure on the ballot in Massachusetts a few years back, and it really did well. I mean, Massachusetts, you wouldn't think. Do that great, but 45%.
I would think if you give people the option of taxing themselves and with an income tax, that they would go ahead and say no.
Yeah, but no thanks. Yeah, cut that out, please. 45% of them did say no back in the early part of this decade.
Only 45%.
Well, I mean, it's Massachusetts after all, and in fact, it's apparently.
Well, hold on, 45% said yes, or 45% said no.
Yes. Excuse me. If I said no, then I apologize. It was 45% approved the repeal of the income tax in Massachusetts.
Okay. So it didn't pass because 55% said, no, we do not approve the repeal.
Correct. Now, according to Slim, he says that at this point, there are only 22% of the precincts reporting in Massachusetts, but it is not a good indication because 70% are now saying no. So we don't have the final word, but that's a pretty tough one to swing back the other way. 70% is a pretty decisive number, even at 22% reporting. So
it seems like you can call that at a no.
So here's what I want to know is, are these people that worked so hard on this in Massachusetts going to stay in Massachusetts?
Carla Howell.
Carla Howell and Michael Cloud, two really, really great liberty activists down there. Michael
they can
Cloud,
get some stuff done.
Michael Cloud was the campaign manager for Harry Brown's 2000 campaign. He kind of went around with Harry as he was traveling around. Harry Brown, the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party at that time. Michael Cloud was kind of his MC. Whenever Harry would go somewhere, Michael would get up and introduce him. And Carla Howell also been very, very involved in the libertarian movement. So these are some of the bigger name libertarians, and they have been pushing this for years in Massachusetts. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to get the income tax repealed down there, and if it goes down in flames to the tune of 70% this time out, I mean, the second time around you think it would do better because they'd have people be more familiar with it, more likely to pass, more people talking about it.
Can you believe that these socialists want to be taxed. Please give us an income tax. Please, please. It's crazy.
I'm getting an update here, Mark. It's now 27% reporting, and it's 69% no.
So it's the same thing, 70% right. No previously.
69% saying keep the income tax. 69% saying no way, we don't want you to repeal the income tax.
It's like you can't talk sense to these people.
Well, here's what the problem is, Mark, and it's the same in Massachusetts as it is everywhere else. The government has the same playbook. The people that are calling themselves government have the same exact playbook, and they always trot out the same old canards every single time. Whenever there's a threat of a budget cut, and that's what the income tax repeal was. Essentially, eliminating the income tax in Massachusetts would take the state government's budget back down to 1999 levels. So they would be spending the same amount of money they spent.
They did in 1999.
In 1999.
As though the government wasn't too big in Massachusetts
right.
in 1999.
Right.
As though they weren't calling it Taxachusetts in 1999.
As though they didn't have schools.
Less than a decade ago. Right. As though the schools are going to go anywhere. Because they always say that. The schools, the
That's
police,
their tactic.
Firemen,
right.
all these things that have the really great press. It has nothing to do with all the bull crap that they spend it on and bureaucrats and wasted money and inside deals and all that other stuff. Nothing to do with that.
Right.
As though you didn't have schools less than a decade ago.
It's ludicrous. But they don't pay attention to that. The voters don't pay
because
attention to that.
Stupid.
Right.
And I'm sorry, this is the whole problem with democracy. Maybe these people are the best people because they've got feet on the ground, experience to make decisions for their own lives. However, I've got to say, they've got no reason to be making a decision for mine. And on these ballot initiatives where you're saying we should have an income tax, you can have an income tax. Take a whatever amount of your percentage of your paycheck mm-hmm. you want to take and give it to whomever you wish.
Yeah,
but don't take it from me.
So the tactic is the same. It's always trotting out the scare tactics of, oh my God, if you in Massachusetts, if you vote yes on this initiative to repeal the income tax, you hate children, you hate the police. You hate the fire department, the roads. We're going to have to cut the budget.
We're going to have to shut down roads. All the kids, sorry, we're just not going to have as much school.
That's right. No one will get an education. We'll only
be able to teach them half of the alphabet.
Right.
Sorry, they'll only be able to add to 10.
Well, and it's everywhere. It's not just Massachusetts. Remember, it also happens with tax increases. Remember down in Florida, Mark, where they had it was a school tax?
It was a penny. Give a penny to the kids or something.
Right.
They had cheerleaders on the corner.
Do it for me.
As though this 16-year-old moron.
Yeah.
Who knows nothing better than to shave her legs and that's it. You know, she knows whether or not you need a tax.
More on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free. We've got a lot of them, including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
This spring break, the Institute for Humane Studies is offering free seminars. During March, you'll be able to join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation free. The IHS picks up the tab on housing and meals during the conference. Apply now to attend the seminar at the University of California in Santa Cruz or Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. It's open to undergraduates, graduate students, recent graduates, and the deadline to apply for early acceptance is November the 15th. Libertarianseminars.com.
So apparently the bigots down in Florida are looking at banning gay marriage down that way, and another couple of the ballot initiatives that are of interest.
Sarasota is ground zero for the gay bomb in Florida, and I would say that Key West has a good percentage also. And I hope they pick up and say, I'd rather live in California or wherever, and they
come
leave.
On up to New Hampshire.
But I would be fine with me, but. They're living in Florida for a reason, right?
I know that Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com would like to invite them up here tonight.
I'm sure that he would. But I hope they take their haircuts and their cultural, they're big in
their businesses. They have a lot of gay people
absolutely.
Run businesses.
And the plays there are, as far as the actors and that kind of thing, huge in Sarasota. I hope they just pack up and leave Florida. Screw you rednecks and your crappy, stupid morals where you jam them down other people's throats. These people think they're so sanctimonious with their religious reasons. Well, God said a marriage is between a man and a woman. Oh, is that so? Did Jesus come to save us? He came to save our souls and everything, but didn't he come to, go after the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the religious leaders that would stone people for their for disobeying and breaking their religious law. Wasn't it Jesus who was coming after those religious leaders and those people that would jam their religious laws down other people's throats? That's what it seems like to me. It seems like to me that where the Bible said that, you know, false prophets and the majority of people would go after the Antichrist and all that stuff, I think Christianity's done it. I think it's turned on its head, and they're the exact opposite of what Jesus would do.
I think you might be right about that. Let's continue here, and let's talk. I mean, when you say Christianity, you mean like the organized religion
spectrum? Pretty much.
Yeah.
At the vast majority of Christians that would would vote in order to get their agenda across.
Let's talk
like
to
in Florida.
Ira in New Jersey. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ira. What's on your mind tonight?
Hello.
Hey, Ira. You're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing? What do you guys think of the election? I'm watching NBC News. I mean, is it just a big charade to you? And it was all programmed for Obama. And
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if it was programmed, but it is a charade. I mean, the idea that there's some sort of significant difference between Obama and McCain is pretty ludicrous. I mean, McCain wants to continue a 100-year war, but Obama wants to create a national service program the same size as the military. I mean, either way you slice it, you're talking about bad news for freedom.
But I'm finding some disparities here that I really don't like. Illinois, 5% reporting, and they're calling it for Obama. That sounds easy. But Indiana, there's 57% reporting, and it looks like it's clearly going to be McCain, and they won't report it for McCain.
They won't report it for McCain.
CNN.com.
Okay.
Ohio was just reported for Obama. That was the key. Ohio was, as you know, Ohio was stolen 4 years ago. So.
Yeah. Well, so they say. I don't know.
Well.
So there you go.
Yeah,
I've
done research, gone through evidence. It was stolen. You know,
there's a lot of evidence out there.
Exit polls, the pre-election polls and the exit polls 4 years ago, they didn't call it for anybody until like after they did a computer crash. Then the computers come up at 1-2 in the morning. Then they called it.
It's not like John Kerry was going to pull out of Iraq either. So,
here's what's bothering me about this is Obama is getting they're reporting 194 electoral votes for Obama. So they're saying he's winning the majority of the states here, but he's got basically less than 200,000 votes more than McCain. So it's 49-50 race here, and they're calling the vast majority of Obama's basically almost there. They've almost called the election for Obama, and we're still, you know, it's 9:30 at night.
As I recall, they called the election pretty early 4 years ago. They're always making predictions like that.
Well, they were wrong in 2000. You don't think it screws the votes out west?
I don't know, man. I don't really know about that. That's a good question. I don't know if anyone's ever really looked into that. So as far as my concern about all this, nah. I mean, it's just another political game they're playing, and it seems to me to be the American people seem to put in 8-year cycles recently. I mean, you've got 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of Bush, and now it's going to be, you know, 8 years of Barack Obama. That's probably what's going to happen. And then by that time, probably old Jeb Bush will be running for president. We'll have another Bush in after that. How's that sound? You're still there? He's gone.
When you know how to watch corporate media, I can see how this is controlled. I saw it 4 years ago when the so-called returns came in. Kerry should have won easily. Florida was stolen, had a 5% lead in the polls and the exit polling.
It doesn't look like they're going to steal Florida this year from the Democrats, does it?
I don't know. At this point, Florida doesn't matter because he has to do is win California, Oregon, and Washington, and it's over.
None of it really matters. You know what's interesting? What will be interesting to me, just as a curiosity, as somebody who resigned my membership in the Libertarian Party earlier this year out of disgust for how they've been completely subverted, it'll be interesting to see how old Bob Barr does when all said and done here, because the claim has always been from the moderates in the Libertarian Party has always been that, well, we need to water down the message and not really talk about pure liberty because we need more votes. And so it'll be interesting to see, will Bob Barr get any significant number of votes higher than Harry Brown might have gotten back in the year 2000 or Michael Badnarik got in 2004? I'm interested in seeing those numbers because I highly doubt it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And, of course, if it's true that Bob Barr does not do as well as Harry Brown or barely better than Harry Brown, then it's proof positive that watering down the liberty message doesn't do jack squat to bring more people out to vote for it. A watered-down message, that is. 1-800-259-9231.
They're calling Minnesota for Obama, and it's crazy.
All right, so what
0% of the precincts reporting.
Here's what I want you to do.
Obama's got half of the 3,000 votes that they've got.
Here's what I want you to do, Mark. Take the states that you're concerned about here that you've mentioned, and go over to Fox News, the other slanted, because we know CNN slanted towards the left, and Fox News is slanted toward the right.
My computer can't handle it.
Okay. Well, you give me the list of the names of the states, and I'll go poke around. We'll see if how Fox News is calling things compared to how CNN is calling things. Not that it really matters. Not that any of this really matters. But, hey, it's election night. What else is there to do? That's what you're calling in about. That's what we talk about. We continue with your calls. Eric is on the line in Alabama. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well,
you are. What's on your mind?
All right. I used to be a minarchist there for a while, and then I found the Free Domain Radio with Stefan Molyneux.
Yes.
I was listening to his podcast, and, you know, he says just, you know, you've already taken the steps to get the state as small as possible. Why not take that last leap?
Why not?
And that makes complete sense to me. And I look at just human nature, you know, I can already see that, you know, to me it seems that in an anarchist society you would actually have more peace just due to the way it works.
Well, the position of the minarchist is ludicrous. I mean, I know. I used to be one. It's ludicrous in that you've essentially come out and said, well, I don't think government can do anything right except for the police and the military, and, you know, they usually have one or two other programs.
That's not the position of minarchists.
Come on.
You're not saying that the government can do it right. You're only saying
you think it should do those things. No. Minarchists understand that government doesn't do things very well. In fact, piss poor, usually. And
it's inefficient.
And yes, and it's dangerous. And hang on, we're going to bring you back for more. I know you have more to say here.
You're
Eric.
Talking about giving over the monopoly privilege on force. That's going to be violence in an anarchist society, too.
I'm not sure what you're referring to. Anyway, more
shooting
on the way here.
Shooting people in the head.
800-259-9231. That is definitely what governments have done over the years. And so the minarchists say essentially that they think government's pretty bad, but it needs to do certain things. So why they believe that, I don't know. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is the place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. So enjoy those on us, and if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, we need you to vote for us. Forget all this national voting crap.
It is a bunch of crap.
Your vote doesn't make a difference there, but it does for us. If you go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the political category, choose Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, enter your name and email address, click one of the selection boxes, and click submit. You might be sent an email to verify that you are indeed a real person, but once that's done, you're in. Your vote has been cast, but you can vote again tomorrow and the next day. And that's it, because voting ends on November 6th. So head on over to podcastawards.com. Cast the vote that makes a difference for Free Talk Live in the political category. We would really appreciate it. Again, podcastawards.com. Vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. You know, Mark, I'm looking here. We're going to get right back to Eric, but I'm looking here at what you were saying about the polling thing, the CNN calling all these various different states for Obama. And I went to Fox News just to see if they would be calling in the reverse, like if they would be calling a bunch of states for McCain. And you know what? Credit to Fox News. They haven't called anything yet.
Well, some of them, you're getting pretty close. Indiana is 75% of the precincts reported. Of course, it's very close there, so I don't know.
But they haven't called it yet.
Right.
I know. I'm looking at the map here, and in Fox News land, they haven't called a single state.
I think you could, with 87% of the precincts reporting in Kentucky, and it's 57-42.
They're not making calls on Fox. I'm just saying, credit to them for not jumping the gun. I think that's good because CNN, MSNBC, Politico, these are the three websites I went to, which seem to have sort of a leftist slant, are calling all kinds of states all over the place. So there's definitely some inconsistencies out there.
And the inconsistencies seem to be on Obama's side. I mean, they're calling the electoral votes 194 to 69 here. But there's only less than 300,000, a little over 200,000 votes separating McCain and Obama. I mean, it's a tight race, and they're calling all these big states for Obama. Why don't they just go ahead? At Politico, they've got more than 200 electoral votes. Is that correct for Obama? I mean, why don't they just go ahead and call the race for Obama?
No,
well, one of them, MSNBC, excuse me, MSNBC, okay. They have more than 200. They might as well just call the race for Obama and send the news guys home. I mean, I don't know why we're bothering to check on this. It's clear that Obama's already won.
Right. You know, not that any of it really matters. Again, I don't want to make it sound, if somebody's just tuning in, don't want to make it sound like I really care which one.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting horse race to see which tyrant we will get.
Well, no, what is interesting is to see how the media is spinning this. That's what's interesting about this, is to see how obvious it is that they're taking a side. And, of course, people will point out that, well, the certain entities in the media have been taking sides for a long time, so why are you guys surprised? I guess I'm not surprised.
Because people don't seem to believe you.
Right.
You
it's know? Just clear. The evidence is
they
clear.
They look at the news and they believe that it's the news and it's not the news. It's the spin.
Eric is back with us in Alabama. You're back on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, as far as having an anarchist society actually put into place, you know, there have only been a handful of them in the world, you know, since that we know of. And so it seems natural for humans to gravitate towards some form of government. It seems that if you are going to have an anarchist society, everybody that lives there would sort of want that common goal, you know, sort of has, you know, thoughts against having a state in charge of many ways.
Sure. Yeah, the ideal would be to have people have a paradigm shift and come to the understanding that the state is a violent, awful idea, and that it needs to be left behind with the rest of bad, awful ideas that we've left behind, like slavery.
Or at least that it's, you know, it's not nice to tell your neighbor what they how to live their life.
Exactly. Now, how would you implement that? Like, even in New Hampshire, how do you actually take that step? Is if you have people that are so used to having a state, and it seems like it's human nature to gravitate towards a state. How do you get that, and how do you maintain it?
It's a tricky, it's a good question and a tricky proposition. I think that there's no real answer at this point. I mean, we can be very vague about how that might happen. I can give it a shot. I'll take a crack.
The same way you make a garden grow. You plant seeds, you water it, you let the sun shine, and it'll happen.
Okay, now let me see if I can expand on that a little bit. The idea, of course, we know that in New Hampshire, liberty activists are moving in here all the time. Now, not all of them are free marketeers or consensualists, voluntarists, or anarchists, whatever you want to call them. A number of them are minarchists. However, what we've interestingly, what we've seen is that a number of the minarchists are coming up here and burning out on politics because they're seeing all of the fun that the outside the system folks are having, and they're coming on board. The former vice chair of the Libertarian Party, Sandy Pierre, has withdrawn her candidacy to run again for the Libertarian Party's chairmanship, and she is completely getting out of the realm of politics altogether. So we've seen that happen. We've seen the former president of the Free State Project endorsing outside of the system activism, market-based activism, in a recent letter that he wrote online. And so I think that what we're going to see is we're going to see a shift where a lot of the activists, the liberty activists, start coming on board with outside the system market activities. And some of that's going to result probably in some political change. Of course, the politicos are probably going to have some success in their own right. They already are with the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org. You can go learn more about them there. But they're going to see some success. And that's going to result in, you know, of course, chipping away at the state from the inside. We're going to see the outside the system folks chipping away at the state from the outside. At the same time, there's going to be outreach going on. People are going to be talking about liberty again. We're going to have discussions. People are going to bring their friends and their family members and their coworkers on board. And, you know, one person at a time, one heart, one mind at a time, people are going to have to be brought on board with these ideas. Now, of course, not everybody's going to want to come on board, which is fine. You know, if you want to have someone run your life and tell you what to do, you're certainly welcome to do those things. A lot of the people I think you're going to see move out. I think a lot of the assholes that have come in expecting to have to kind of take over here and bring their Massachusetts ways up to New Hampshire are going to be very frustrated by the fact that all of these liberty activists are getting in their way. The liberty activists are standing in the way of the progression of the state, and hopefully they'll get frustrated to the point where they'll just move back down to Massachusetts or back to New York or wherever it is that they came from. And, of course, that'll just make it all the easier to advance liberty. So I don't know if it's – I don't know how gradual it's going to be, and if at some point we're going to hit a point of saturation and then all of a sudden things start to happen really fast. I mean, that's certainly a possibility. I mean, nobody expected the Berlin Wall to come down when it did real quick like that. So nobody expected the fall of the Soviet Union in the way that happened. So it's really hard to sit here now and speculate.
I think the state would have to wither and die as opposed to disappearing.
It probably will.
Wall.
That's probably true. I mean, that's what the agorists have been predicting for years. The idea that one of the other things you'll see is the market activists will create alternatives to the government. So they'll create, you know, private road crews. They'll create private police, private protection agencies, various different things, private banks, things that will compete with the establishment and the status quo. And then people will see the benefits of going with those private agencies. They'll switch over. They'll have the courage to withdraw their taxes and just stop paying them. Because I think that if we had enough people just stopping paying taxes or paying only a portion of property taxes, I think that would do an amazing thing to advance liberty in our lifetime, but we have to get enough people here who have the courage to do something like that. So the more activists we have, the more courage we'll see, the more activism we'll see, the more people will come on board. And remember, what we're dealing with here, for the most part, are the sheeple. I mean, let's be honest. The people that are out there voting in this election today that are all excited about their candidates, they don't have any idea what they're out there voting for. They have no idea what they are doing.
But, the guy with the nice teeth.
Right, but they understand that, hey, we have to vote for one of these two, so let's pick one and vote for him. I mean, that's what they understand.
Yay.
So soon they'll understand that this liberty thing is pretty cool and that it makes sense and that there are a lot of people who are friends of theirs that are on board with this liberty idea. Hey, that liberty thing sounds pretty cool. All right, let's get on board with that. Whatever that means, whether it means voting or just, you know, not opposing us as we're doing what we're doing. So a lot can happen. It's hard to say specifically what it will be, but I can tell you that with enough activists in one geographic location, as we're going to have here in New Hampshire, as we're starting to build the ranks already, there are going to be amazing things that are going to happen here in New Hampshire that are just not going to go on anywhere else. How will it all play out? Who will, what will the success stories be? Hard to say at this point, but I'm excited to be here, sitting here on this radio show six nights a week and having the opportunity to talk about, not only talk about it, but also experience it and be a part of it. And I think it's really exciting, and I hope that you'll come up at some point, Eric, and join all the fun.
Yeah, I got a couple years left in the military, actually, but I've signed up already, so.
Fantastic. We'll see you here, and I thank you
for
the call tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the number for us. We are about out of time. Of course, tomorrow we'll know for sure whether or not Massachusetts passed their income tax thing, which it doesn't look like they are. More of the precincts reporting, and it's like still 70% saying no, we still want our income tax. So
incredible.
You know, you Massachusetts people that work so hard on that, get the hell out of there. You don't have to move that far to get to New Hampshire. We'd be backed up with all kinds of activism. You could really help us out up here, because this is where liberty is going to be born. That's my opinion. Hope you'll agree. Join us at freestateproject.org if you want to come on board with the activism. Otherwise, just keep listening at freetalklive.com, and you'll hear all about it. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote Libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for President. Donate at ChooseGeorge.org. That's ChooseGeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid. It is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.